Defeated by Constantinople's walls and by her cutting-edge weapons, but never taking their eyes off the prize, in AD 717, year 98 to 99 in the Islamic calendar, Muslim armies returned. The Arabs had secured a base on Gibraltar in 711, footfall to much of the Iberian Peninsula. Swathes of the Middle East and North Africa and the edge of Europe were theirs. Now it was time to secure the City of God. In 717, the besieging forces, led by the brother of the Syrian-based Umayyad Caliph Suleiman, attacked by both land and sea. Byzantine control of the Caucasus and Armenia had already evaporated. A Muslim fleet of 1,800 supported a vast army. Constantinople's leaders were so fearful that all inhabitants were instructed to prove that they had the wherewithal to fight and a larder plump enough to survive a full year. Those who did not make the mark were expelled. That year, the city planted wheat in the gaps between her famous walls. Meanwhile, buoyed up by an eschatological vision that a ruler bearing the name of a prophet, Suleiman is the Arabic equivalent of Solomon, would take the city, the attacking army, made up predominantly of Arabs and Berbers, stockpiled vast resources and arms, including naphtha, and jerry-built their own siege walls of mud around Constantinople, isolating those within from their allies. Yet the Arab plan had an Achilles heel. The seaward sides of the city could not be blockaded by their fleet. First, that preposterous Greek fire, its use directed from the walls of Constantinople by the emperor himself, and then the convenient defection of a number of Christian Coptic Egyptians on the Muslim ships, meant that supplies, men, and morale could keep scuttling into the city under the cover of darkness from that squid-black sea. The treacherous currents in the Bosphorus snared Muslim relief ships sailing up from the Sea of Marmara. The Arabs' own destruction of the surrounding countryside had left the invaders with no food of their own. Famine, fear, and disease worked its way systematically through their camps. A severe winter, when the earth was white with snow, saw not besieged, but besiegers eating pack animals, possibly even turning to cannibalism. Finally, on the Feast of Domitian, 15th of August, AD 718, the Arab commander ordered the retreat. Constantinople's protector, Mary, the Mother of God, whose image had been paraded around the walls, was credited with victory. Realising that they had the upper hand, the exhausted Constantinopolitans rallied to attack the retreating enemy one last time. Many Muslims drowned. Others were harassed by Bulgars. The troops that survived limped their way back to allied territories and then home.